Nice.
It's
Hey,
not
everyone,
prepared.
and welcome to Chef AJ Live. I'm your host, Chef AJ, and this is where I introduce you to amazing people like you who are doing great things in the world that I think you should know about. Well, the award for the best YouTube presentation to promote the bundle goes to Tom and Tammy Kramer from Nutmeg Notebook. If you have not seen their show yesterday, the Kale Awards, it was the most creative, adorable, fun YouTube I have ever watched. I almost miss it if my friend Trish hadn't been coming for dinner and said, "Aren't you watching?" I'm like, "No, watching what?" It was precious. And I hope they'll do it every year. I actually won an award. But if you don't know what we're talking about, I don't know where you've been on my channel because we've been promoting the Vegan Health Bundle for 10 straight days now. We are all so tired, but also so appreciative of you guys who have watched the shows and purchased the bundle to support all the amazing work by the contributors. And we only have two more shows left. And now we have Tommy and Tam Kramer from Nutmeg Notebook. They have an amazing book of over 100 pages in the bundle. It's about cooking for company, elegant, entertaining, and they're going to show some things. They've been doing shows all week. They've been cooking from every book, which I'm grateful for because they live close and they had too much food. So I got to eat a lot of it. And please welcome them to the show. You guys are doing such great bundle work. You are so creative.
Thank you so much, AJ. My inspiration comes early in the morning. As AJ said, I'm Tammy.
And I'm Tom, and
And
we
we
just
just want
want to say,
to
don't delay, get the bundle
bundle
before it goes away.
before it goes away. If you don't, we know you're going to be sad. Tomorrow, you will feel left out. So this is our submission that we made, and this is a cooking for company, easy plant-based entertaining, and it is 10 complete menus. One of the menus in here I made and delivered to Chef AJ and Charles for them to eat, and it's one of my dishes that's a favorite of AJ's. It's my potato corn chowder, and it's fully loaded and very filling, and cornbread muffins. And so you'll get in here 10 complete menus. And then I also tell you what can be made ahead of time. Like if there's something you can make a week before and freeze it, or the day before, I give you a little timeline to help you with that. And all of our contents are hyperlinked. So when you're in the front of the table of contents, or you're on the menu pages, you can just put your cursor over the name of the recipe and it will take you to that page. And then at the bottom of the pages, there's a little symbol that you can use to return. So you can go back to the table of contents. And then we also have a QR code. So you can put your cell phone a camera over the QR code, and you will get a link to go to the page where we have videos. Or if you're using it as a PDF, up at the top, we have the video link hyperlinked for you. So, really easy, friendly to use. We also left our pages white. So, if you do want to print it, it won't use up all of your ink, which for 117 pages, we know that that is something that's very important. So, one recipe that I want to show you today, in fact, Tom, you can pull this out of the freezer for me right down here if you want. This is a brand new recipe that I developed for this course, and it is my chocolate peanut butter pie. Oh, my. So, I thought, oh, I had some in the freezer. Some pieces frozen, but this morning I thought, oh, I'll make one. And I made it really early, hoping that it would be frozen enough that I could slice it. But of course, it's not, which is what happens when you go live. But I want to show you, I make it in this springform pan. And I love this one. It is a silicone springform pan and it has a glass bottom. And it works great because then you just undo this little clip. And when you take it off, you have this perfect
You should put it
pie.
upside down so we can see the bottom.
Well, I don't want to turn
I'm not, I'm
that
teasing. I'm
up.
teasing.
Okay. So, anyway, if you can make that well in advance, I've had some pieces in my freezer for about 8 weeks, and this is one of the slices we just took out. I'm actually probably going to need you to pull back, Tom, so that we can see what I have here on the counter. So when you're cooking for company, a really great chef and a friend of mine once told me, you really only need to make three things. And that was Chef AJ. She was like, make a soup, make a salad, and make a dessert. You know, keep it easy and simple. It, you don't have to spend all day in the kitchen to still serve a good meal. And end with a nice dessert. That makes a really big difference. And if you like desserts, let me tell you, there is so many desserts in recipes in the bundle that you are absolutely going to love. So I'm going to show you some out of my book, as well as some out of somebody else's. So let's see what to start with. I think I'm going to start with, this is my peanut butter chocolate chip blondies. I like to bake these in a round pan and then cut them in pie wedge shapes, just because I think it's just a fun presentation, and you can serve a smaller piece, but it looks bigger because of that shape. And so I can easily get a dozen slices out of a 9-inch round cake pan when I do that. Now, we like to gild the lily, as they say, and we like to top this with some ice cream, and of course, dairy-free because everything is vegan. So this is my chocolate fudge ice cream, and I already put it through the Ninja Creami just before we started, and we love the Ninja Creami. So Chef AJ introduced me to the Ninja Creami and got me thoroughly addicted, so I had to buy one because it makes scoopable, amazing ice cream. Now, this one is my grandkids' favorite, and they want it whenever they come over. And so I usually have it in my freezer for them all the time. And it's so healthy. They could have it for breakfast if they wanted to. And it's just delicious. So I made really small servings today because we have had desserts every day since the bundle started. And we're about deserted out. I didn't think it could happen, but it can. But Tom is for sure going to want this. And I'm going to give him 2 scoops. But you can see with the Ninja Creami, it just stands up so well, and you can scoop it. And it's really fun because it doesn't melt as fast, and you can use almost anything and freeze it. That's a great close up. And then if you want to go a little further, then you can make my 3-ingredient chocolate sauce. I should have turned this upside down before we started. And
here, I can move it down for you.
Can you? You're good at that.
Put your little finger on there so it doesn't pop out.
Good idea. So, and then while he's doing that, see why this is a two-person show? Okay, so yesterday I made a smoothie out of the bundle. I'm going to give you the name of it. It was Kelly Ma's Ultimate Smoothie Book, and I made the pink banana smoothie. And I doubled the recipe. And so we had a lot left. And so last night I froze it. I said, oh, let's freeze that. I bet it would make great Ninja Creami. So you can kind of see there's a bit of a volcano that formed when I froze this one. And so I like to take a spoon, and this is a little like toddler spoon from my grandkids. And you can see how it's a little bit like square on the end there. And I just move this back and forth over the top of that, just to smooth it out, because the blade of the Ninja Creami is going to come down, and we want it to have a level surface so that it will blend evenly all the way through. Oh, you got it. Good job. So you just take this, you can just take any teaspoon and just make sure you get this nice and level. And I learned this from Kathy Hester, who is just like the master of the Ninja Creami. And Nate has a Ninja Creami scoops recipe book also in the bundle. So you'll get lots of recipes for your Ninja Creami if you get the bundle. Okay.
Where do you spin that while you... chocolate.
So now you see I've got that nice and smooth. And so then we're just going to drop it in. And I have the original machine. These are one
They're still available.
One pint. Yeah, and they're still available. And so we just have that locked in here.
And you can keep talking. Zoom will
Yeah, it will. And
help
then
out the mic.
we're going to go ahead and put it in and make sure my machine is turned on. And then I'm going to use the sorbet setting for this. And we're just going to get it started. And it takes just a little over 2 minutes.
You want to do the chocolate now?
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and do some chocolate sauce on this.
That looks so amazing.
Like that. It just makes it taste so good. Okay.
And then what's next? What's the next item?
We'll bring these over. I'm actually going to do the chocolate sauce on the pie as well. So we get that started.
You going to take it down some more?
Yep. Can we get it going? All right.
Why can't you just have a DoorDash for Sacramento? It'd be so cool, wouldn't it?
Wow, you've got a great drizzle technique going on there.
I got a good drizzle technique, which I love to do that. And then I like to sprinkle a little bit of crushed peanuts over the top of this. Like that. And this is delicious. This will be my birthday pie this year. So I have a chocolate cookie crust, and you just make that in the food processor. And then the first layer of peanut butter ice cream. And then the second layer is chocolate peanut butter ice cream. And then we have the chocolate sauce on top, and then the nuts. And this is so delicious, you guys. You can't even believe that it's non-dairy. It's so
And
good.
that was our special guest appearance,
This is
but
our
the
special
homage,
guest appearance.
but
That's
today's
right.
celebration.
Right. And so we have these two, both peanut butter and chocolate, but different. So this one you can make well in advance and freeze. And the ninja ice cream, you can prep ahead of time. And then, as you've seen, it only takes just a few minutes to make it once you have your company there. So, and you can make so many different flavors with it. So, let's see how the smoothie turned out in this. I just have to push the release button here. And sometimes you have to re-spin. So, we just have to take a look at it. Because sometimes it will be powdery. I'm going to show you. I think it's going to be pretty good. I think it could probably do another spin, actually. But I hate to make you guys wait through that noise. But let me try scooping it. So sometimes you need to do a second spin just to get that real creamy. Oh, it's okay. Once I got in here, it's okay. I love the color of this. I'm anxious to taste this, AJ.
It
And
looks,
this was.
I do appreciate what you've talked about. Guys, not everybody wants to print all the books out, but I like to print out Tammy's recipes, the ones I'm going to make, like the easy cornbread muffins and the vegan potato chowder. A lot of the other contributors, while their books are beautiful, you do have to use a lot of color ink to print them out. So that is
Yeah.
a cool feature of her books.
Hey, look at how pretty is that. I love it. Okay, we're going to have to taste this, Tom. Now, do you want to put any garnishes on it?
No, duh.
No, duh. Okay, so here's the really cool thing about the Ninja Creamy, you guys.
I'm switching the camera.
And you're switching the camera. Okay. So, because we're not going to eat any more of this today.
We're not? What?
Well, you can.
Other than this.
Right, right. And so all you have to do is push it down. Use the spoon, push it down.
Oh, and you're going to flatten it back. I'm with you.
And you're going to use your spoon just to smooth out the top. Now, here's the really cool thing. You pop this back in the freezer and, you know, next week or the week after or tomorrow or midnight, if you decide, you can re-spin it. And it'll be just like brand new ice cream. Now, you can't do that with the ice cream that you make from your Vitamix. Once you've made it and then you freeze it, it's never quite the same. It gets crystally. And this does not. This stays nice and smooth. So I've just smoothed out the top of it. And then I'm going to put the lid on and I'm going to pop it back in the freezer. And it's going to be fine. And then we've got...
Is this granular coconut?
What yeah.
Is this?
So
it's not shreds.
Well, let me talk about it.
That I don't know. I haven't seen this. What is it?
Okay. So I like to have little toppings when we have company over. And we do the nice cream. And it's always fun if you serve things, you know, deconstructed or unconstructed.
Yeah. Short-tack coconut, since we're talking.
So, about. Yeah. So I like to buy that really finely grated. I don't think you're on the right.
Right. Push camera two. I am on the wrong camera.
Okay.
I'm on the close-up camera.
So I like to buy the it's almost like grated coconut.
Yeah.
But this time at Whole Foods, they didn't have any of that. They just had this kind of like long shreds. So I just put it in my little Vitamix in the little 8-ounce attachment container. And I just chopped it up so that it was nice and fine. And you know what?
You made that.
It became more moist too. So it just looks amazing.
Okay, let's see how it sprinkles.
Okay, so then you can just sprinkle that on there.
It's going to sprinkle just like my perfectly granular sprinkleable brown rice.
Probably. Okay. And then, pretty. Then these are cacao nibs. And we just were in Costa Rica a couple weeks ago. And we got to go to a chocolate farm, they called it, and where they grow cacao. And so I was able to bring these back with us. And
so these are fresh from?
Those are from Costa Rica.
All right.
The ones that we brought back. So this is really fun. You can just set up different toppings. If you have some of the sweet California balsamic vinegars, you can also put those out and people can take and drizzle those over the top of the ice cream as well. And they have a lot of fruity flavors, which are really fun. So it's nice to set out, you know, 3 or 4 bottles and then just let people choose. These are date sweetened chocolate chips from Just Dates. And I got those at Whole Foods and some peanuts. And so this just makes for a really fun little dessert. And it's fun if everybody can get up and kind of participate when you're feeding company.
Tammy, what are the name of the chocolate chip?
Oh, these are from, I'll grab the bag. I'll grab it. Take a taste.
And guys, in the meantime, since you love Tom and Tammy, you'd like to get the bundle from them. You have like, I don't know. I think like there's 10 hours left and the link is right below the chat in the show notes. And even if you're not going to get the bundle, click the link, just see that we're not making this up. $8,000 worth of content from your favorite plant-based chefs, doctors, influencers, creators, and coupon vendors as well. There's just if you just use the coupons, the bundle would pay for itself, you know, $10 off Plant Strong, all these other products as well.
Okay. Well, I didn't put them away apparently.
Did you lose your, they're right there. What's that bag right there?
No, that's not the ones. It's okay. A purple bag. It's a purple bag. It's called Just Dates. And they have Just Date syrup. And they make Just Date chocolate chips.
I have never seen that. I've heard of the Who, H-U, but I've never heard of Just Date. Next time you get a
chocolate. Do it on screen?
Do a screenshot. I've never seen it. Interesting.
Okay. Let me Google it.
Google it. You can do a screenshot. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, I did see it. I've never seen it. You're right. It's a purple bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Rachel Detroit told me about them.
That is absolutely.
And so they're good. Oh, okay. So you guys, the smoothie made into the Ninja Creamy is very delicious. So what a great way to use up leftover smoothie. Mmm.
Here we go.
It's so good.
I got it.
Okay, you're going to show?
I found it. Yeah. Right here. Here we go.
It's upside down on our screen, but not on theirs.
Oh, now there's a pop-up. Hold on.
It's not. There we go. This is what they are. Just date.
Now, why in the world would it be upside down? That's just bizarre.
I'd love, how do they compare to the Who? I'd love to see what the ingredients are. That's really amazing.
Only three ingredients. Vegan. No sugar added. Here we go. Fat, 7 grams saturated trans fat, zero. Where's the ingredients?
They're really delicious. Okay, so I'm gonna have a piece. I'm gonna have a taste of the pie, you guys, because this is just, it's so delicious.
This is mine here, right?
And I'm so glad I made another one this morning.
Is that the last?
So AJ, if I made this with carob, could you guys eat it?
I mean, we could. I tend to not to do so much nuts and peanut butter. It just makes me just want it all the time. But it looks luscious and delicious and amazing.
It's so good. Well, you might have to eat a piece on my birthday.
So this pink stuff is part of our after party, because in the before party, we were drinking
this out of a glass. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
People are accusing us of our pink drink being more than just fruit, but it was only fruit.
Okay, so now you have to have a taste of this too. I'm going to have a taste of this one. It's a good thing I didn't eat much for lunch. Mmm.
Look how that's glazing over.
So good. So you guys, these two, well, three recipes are in my book that's in the bundle. So the peanut butter chocolate chip blondies, the chocolate fudge ice cream. And if you don't have a Ninja, you can use the same recipe. You can use frozen bananas and make it in your Vitamix. And then you can pour it into popsicle molds and freeze it, and you'll have fudgesicles. So I do that in the summer for our grandkids. And that's really fun. And then these brownies I made yesterday. I told you, we're like really deserting out over here. These are Vicky Brett Gox from her Feel Great Desserts. These are the cocoa banana brownies. And she said in the book that this is one of her husband's favorite treats. And they're very good. They're super moist and delicious. And I did add some of the chocolate chips to the top when I pulled them out, and a little bit of chopped pecans just for fun. And so those are delicious. And I also made her peanut butter and jelly cookies that are very good. And I thought, why didn't I think of that?
Did you see that Vicky won Best Cinematography in a vegan cupcake yesterday?
That was amazing. Hey, Tom, you might know this from Cheryl. Are there any tips on printing to a standard print?
Well, a standard PDF, it saves file size. Because like when we save stuff from Canva, we're asked if we want a photo grade PDF or a standard PDF. So a standard PDF keeps the file size from being weird. When you save something as a JPEG, then it becomes a picture and it takes up more file space. So I'm not sure I completely understand the question. But standard PDF is what we use when we're going to save something. And when we print it, we just go from our Adobe Acrobat, PDF program straight to our printer. And as Tammy mentioned, we keep the pages white, the background white, so we're not burning up everybody's ink.
Right.
And it makes it easier also to see the recipe when it's not a background color.
Absolutely. Mm. So I'm going to give you guys a couple of tips as well. So when I'm cooking for a company who don't eat like us, we are whole food, plant-based, and SOS free. But we're not sticklers about the salt because we don't have any health issues, no hypertension. We never have any of that. And so I'm okay using condiments that have some salt in them and so forth. But me I typically, too. Yes.
Especially sauerkraut.
Oh, absolutely. Love sauerkraut. And I like I buy salsa and it has some sodium in it. So, but you know, the poison's in the dose. And, you know, I'm not eating the whole container of salsa at one
There's
meal.
No salt shaker on our table.
Right. But what I want to say, and I don't add salt when I'm cooking, unless I'm cooking for company who doesn't eat like we do. Because if I feed them food that has absolutely no salt in it, it's going to taste completely flat to them. I'm not going to win them over. So you can do one of two things. You can go ahead and add some salt when you're cooking it, or you can give them the salt shaker and they can add some to it at the table. Also, our family and friends who don't eat like us are big bread eaters. So if I make my beautiful vegan lasagna, which the recipe is in the book and in the bundle, I'll make that. I'll make my ultimate Caesar salad dressing, and I will go to the bakery and I will buy a beautiful loaf of bread and slice it up, heat it up for them so that they can have some bread with them. I also find that when I'm cooking for people who follow the standard American diet, that they're really receptive to ethnic food. And we love Mexican food, mm-hmm. and we serve that a lot when we have company, because I can set up a beautiful buffet with black beans and refried beans, or my taco mushroom lentils, salsa. I can make a couple fresh salsas and mango salsa. I make my own salsa verde, and you can set up a beautiful buffet and you can offer corn tortillas. I also will pick up flour tortillas for them. I'm gluten-free, so I go for the corn ones, and the corn ones don't have any oil in them. And we'll make our own chips in the air fryer that are oil-free and salt-free, but I will buy some chips for everybody else so that they have something that they're familiar with. And then they're very receptive.
Yeah. When she does that, our guests, there's never a discussion about, well, is this vegan or is this some of that plant-based food? She adds the bread to the lasagna dinner. She adds the store-bought salted chips to the Mexican meal. And there's, you know, it's just good food. There's no issue of whether it is or is not plant-based at that point.
And I'm buying vegan bread that doesn't have any dairy in it. But, you know, it's more processed because if it's sourdough, it's, you know, made with a white flour, what have you. But I'm kind of meeting them where they are. And so I figure if I can get them to eat, you know, a 90% meal that 90% of it's healthy, and they have just a little something that isn't up to my standards, and they're not complaining, and they're asking for the recipes of what I made, then I'm pretty happy with that. And so that's kind of what we do. I know it's intimidating when you first go whole food plant-based and you're having company over. And I just remember those first few holidays thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to make? And, you know, are they going to like anything? And that's why I think it's much easier to do ethnic food than to try to recreate a meatloaf, and it's a lentil loaf. It's not going to be the same for them. If you make veggie burgers, the texture is different. It's not going to be like a burger to them. But if I do a Mediterranean buffet with my falafel patties and hummus and tzatziki sauce, and get some nice pita bread for them and make the tabbouleh salad, then nobody says, where's the meat? Because they're not expecting it. And then also Indian food is really easy to do too, because so much of it doesn't have any meat in it. And so they're not expecting it. And so ethnic food, I just find, is a really good, easy way to make food for people who don't eat like us.
Your lentil loaf does hold up though very well.
in mixed company because it's a great texture and the glaze on top. And you've gotten compliments about how realistic it is.
Yeah.
You know, our goal isn't necessarily to be realistic about anything resembling a meat product. That's not the goal.
We just want to serve good food. And yeah. Good food is good food. Ours just happens to be plant-based and healthy, but, you know, it's also still very delicious. So anyway, those are my thoughts. That's what works for us. And then I always try to make a really delicious dessert. And in addition to having a really delicious dessert that I've made, then I also will do a fruit tray, always a fruit tray, because everybody appreciates having that fresh fruit. So many people don't buy fresh fruit and prep it. And so if you put out a beautifully arranged platter of fruit, you know, that is always well received. And in the summertime, one of AJ's favorite things is a cut up watermelon. And I love that too. I buy one every week and I eat almost the whole thing by myself through the week. So that's really easy to do. So don't be intimidated. Go ahead and make some things. And I do think that it's a little safer if you make, try a couple things before you have company come over. Go through a recipe, try it like the week before so that you feel comfortable making it. Also read the instructions all the way through so you understand how it's made. And then prepare everything before you start the recipe. Chop all the vegetables, get everything lined up, and it will make your cooking just goes so much smoother, and you'll be able to do everything in real time then as well. AJ, you want me to talk about things that we love that are in the bundle? Yes.
Well, you did a wonderful, I mean, nobody, you know, went in as deep as you with the bundle for your first presentation the day it launched, but sure.
Okay. Well, this, I have to tell you, this is the third year that we have participated in a bundle, and we really do feel like this year is the best year. All the years have been good, but this one has just been like stellar. There's so much in it. So one thing that I suggest that you do when you start going through the bundle is, this is my bundle notebook. And as I go through it and look at the different PDFs that are in there, I take notes. And so I put down the name of the PDF or the cookbook or the course. And if it's recipes, then I write down the recipes that I'm interested in making. If it's a course, I write down, you know, I need to go to that website and I need to register for the course. So I make myself notes. That way I can come back to it. With over 150 contributions, there's no way I'm going to remember where I saw what recipe or which class was offering this or that. So that's my number one thing.
To add to that too, one of the folks in one of our YouTubes yesterday mm-hmm. said that they're doing that, but they're actually making their notes in a Word document mm-hmm. so that they can do a search. They can search Chef AJ or Nutmeg Notebook or Vicky Brett Gach and get, you know, and find that note that gives the name of the book or the name of the recipe through the search, you know, an electronic form of what you're doing.
Right, right. Well, I'm old school.
She wants to write it down.
I love my little composition books and a pen. That works for me. But however it works for you, document it. So the first thing I think that you should open is the group collaboration cookbook, where there's 60 spring recipes, and people from within the group were asked to donate a recipe if they wanted to for that book, preferably one that hasn't been posted anywhere. So I have a tangy potato and pea salad in there where you use the little new potatoes, and it's very tangy and delicious, and we love it. And there's a lot of really creative, beautiful recipes in there. So I would open up that one first. And that cookbook is going to go away when the bundle goes away, you guys, because it was specifically made for this bundle. And so it will never be available again. So you want to take a really good look at that. And then Lissa Maris,
you want to put her stuff in the freezer?
Sure, that'd be great. Her raw vegan hand salad wraps is by far one of my favorite books in the bundle. In fact, I had bought it last year from her directly when she first came out with it. And I've been making her wraps ever since. And they're wonderful because they're gluten-free, they're raw, they're dehydrated, and they're absolutely delicious. And I really missed being able to like have something that resembled a sandwich or a wrap. And she has 32 of them, and there's recipes for sauces and dips and spreads and fillings and all kinds of things. If you're not raw, it's okay. I even put cooked stuff in them and they're delicious. And then of course, Chef AJ's Goodman Peanut Chews, by far my favorite dessert out of the whole bundle that I've tried so far. And I don't have any left. We ate the last of them yesterday, but I made those the first day of the bundle. And those are amazing. That's going to be like my go-to dessert to take anywhere for sure. And then I made a lot out of Broccoli Mom, Amy Dean's Great North Indian Vegan Cookbook. That cookbook is amazing. Best corn on the cob ever, right, AJ?
Oh my God, the spices were amazing. And so was the salad you made. The dressing was so unique.
Wasn't it? It's very delicious. So if you like Indian food, make sure you check out her book. I already talked about Vicky Brett Gawk's Feel Great Desserts. And then non-food related.
Before you go to non-food related, I just want to point out that, oh, it's backwards on, is it backwards on, you must have mirror some best short form single recipe ebook in the category of desserts was the Goodman Chews. Best short form single recipe ebook in the category of desserts.
You guys, you have to make these. These are amazing. You can feed them to absolutely anybody. They will have no idea that they are made from healthy ingredients and that they're vegan.
And they're easy to make. They're like three ingredients. It's just crazy. And Lissa was able to make them raw. And I just want to point out that for people that are, you know, avoiding higher fat foods, Lissa's wrap book is actually low fat.
It is. And that is something to know about her recipes. Her and her husband, Nate, have quite a few PDFs in the bundle. And they, although they are raw vegan, a lot of raw vegans eat a lot of nuts. They happen to eat low fat. And so her salad dressings and her spreads and everything, all of us can enjoy those, even if we prefer to eat lower fat. And then Sid Nodder with her Age Well with Strong Bones as, you know, someone who's going to be turning 65, female turning 65. I'm very interested in preventing osteoporosis. Dr. Laura Marbus with her annual labs, her collaboration with Brittany Giroudi. She's telling us as a whole food plant-based person, what kind of labs we should ask our doctor to check. And then she's telling us, you know, for you, if the results come back that are like this, this is what it means for somebody who's whole food plant-based. McDougall's Gut Health. I have gut issues. That's a fabulous 3-video course. And Raw Chef Yin's Food Styling. If you want to learn how to make your food look prettier on the plate, oh my gosh, totally take her class. And then Andrew Mellon with the organizing. OMG, is that ever going to be life-changing? So just reading through what I've read through so far, I'm very excited about that. And that's just like the tip of the iceberg, because you guys, I have pages and pages of notes written in here about all the amazing submissions. Oh, and Drina Burton's Fascia Flow. I'm also really looking forward to doing her course, just because, you know, I have scoliosis. So I have curvature of the spine. I have a lot of sciatic nerve issues, probably due to my scoliosis. And so I'm really interested in taking her class and hoping that, you know, through that, I can alleviate some of the chronic pain that I have. And what about you, sir?
Oh, I was just going to add that the desserts are a lot of fun to spend time on, but we did a whole show on not food, not yesterday, but the day before. And so that will be available in our nutmegnotebook.com blog page, where we'll be storing the videos about the bundle. So yeah, if you want to learn more, a little bit deeper dive on the nut food bundle offerings, we do have a specific video for that.
Yeah. And so in all of our videos that we've done over the past 10 days, we have shown food that we've made and told you which book it came out of and the name of the recipes. And then I also, on our Nutmeg Notebook Facebook page today, I started a thread for all of us to be able to post on there what we're making out of the book or what courses we're trying, so that we can kind of share that with everybody so that everyone gets really good use out of their bundle magic.
Give me a good idea. We can ask Andrew Mellon to create a course on how to organize your bundle experience.
We need that. That would be excellent if he could do that.
Yeah, we've had a couple of contributors put stuff up on downloading.
I went to his website and I signed up for his challenge course in April.
I fear that it's going to be very challenging.
Tom's worried what it's going to do.
She's already talking about what's out in my workshop. She's talking about the shelves in my office.
And not just your stuff. I said my closets need help too.
There's been a lot of reference to what's going on in the third stall of the garage.
Hey, so I think we all have to do it. So, and I also want to say, because when you look at the bundle and you see all these different people who have websites and blogs and YouTube channels, check them out. Follow them. We learn something new from everybody that's participating in the bundle. We all have our own little unique way of doing things, and you can learn a lot. So find them on Facebook or Instagram or their YouTube channel and give them a follow. And we hope you'll follow us at Nutmeg Notebook too.
Wow. This is my 51st bundle show. And that my next show will be my 52nd, which means I've done more shows during like bundle week than like say Rich Roll does in a whole year. That's crazy.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
52 shows in 10 days. Whoa. And you, every time I look, you guys were live for like hours doing your meals and everything. It's incredible.
We did. Yeah. We did a lot this week.
You got to eat lunch. You might as well eat lunch.
Well, we thought, let's make something out of the bundle. Let's show the people what we're making and then let's eat it. And people wanted to hang out with us while we ate. So
we stayed.
So we let them.
Since we were in our own house, we just stayed.
But, it's been a lot of fun and a really great experience. And I think even if you use 3 to 5 things out of the bundle, you'll be money ahead. But I doubt that that's all that you will use, because there's just so much good content, and you have forever to look at it and use it. But just get it downloaded, buy it. Get it downloaded to your devices. Make sure you have a backup. Put them on more than one device. So if your computer crashes, you lose your iPad, what have you, you need to have them in more than one place so that you don't lose stuff.
And thank you so much for sharing our link on your show.
Absolutely. Tom, you might know this. Jane says, are any books in the bundle audio? I know there's a lot of
audio
video.
Audio only? No. I didn't notice any in our cruising that, like podcast ones. Some of the authors in the bundle are involved in podcasts, but I didn't see any specific audiobooks only. No.
No.
Nice.
But oftentimes with YouTube videos, I will listen to them while I'm doing other things. So while I'm cleaning house, cooking, while I go for my 4-mile walk in the morning, I will listen to them because I don't necessarily need to see what's happening on screen. But I will just listen.
And
to
I think
them.
YouTube's been rolling out a listen only mode so that you're not using up battery on screen display.
Right. And like, I agree with Tammy, like even Dr. McDougall's gut health course, I didn't feel like I needed to see him as much as hear him, even though there were some slides, but we are always every year working on improving it. Tracy says, I hope next bundle, they'll do more like Tommy and Tammy in-depth cooking recipes. We are always trying to make the bundle better for you. So please feel free to give us any comments. And Lori says that she bought it. So thank you so much. And she's excited to get into the recipes in the course. And Deborah said she bought it last year and got overwhelmed with the downloads. So, you know, the thing is if we use a button called download all, it won't work, especially with 151 items, you'll lose content. Honestly, we've created two amazing videos, one short, one long, that helps you through the downloading process. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. Some people have been able to do it in as little as 20 minutes. People that were less savvy said it took about an hour, but you don't have to download everything a day. Let's say you did five a day, you'd be done in a month, you know, if it's overwhelming. But that's the only way we can, you know, distribute it to you at a price like this. I mean, we can't, you know, give you everything physical form. Yeah, we'll send you 151 books in the mail.
On my Nutmeg Notebook Facebook page today, I did post a link to the videos that Lisa made showing people how to download it to your iPhone or your iPad. And so if you go to Nutmeg Notebook on Facebook, then you'll see a post from today where I have a link to a video that you can watch that can be helpful to you. But you do need to download them one item at a time. But because you're doing one, it will go pretty quick depending on your internet service, but it should go pretty quick.
So yeah. we need to close with how we opened.
Okay.
When you're ready. Shall we?
Before you go, because I'm going to let you go, but I just want to know, how are you going to celebrate your first non-bundle working day?
Tomorrow, prepping for Tuesday, because I'm starting an 8-week series on Tuesday with my friend Sia. And so I'm going to be prepping tomorrow for a class on Tuesday.
Wow. What's the series about?
Okay. So it's easy plant-based living. And so each week we have a different topic that we're going to be talking about. So this coming Tuesday, we're going to be talking about community and how it's important to have a community when you adopt this lifestyle. And if you don't live someplace that has people that have the same lifestyle, what can you do? So we're going to, you know, go through how you can still have a sense of community and why community is important. And then every week we will approach a different subject. So, you know, how to eat whole food plant-based on a budget and how to travel when you're eating whole food plant-based, and just a nice little series. And she's in Greece. And we met when Tom and I were there a couple years ago on a cruise and just really hit it off. And so I think it's going to be really fun. I think people will like it.
Great. Well, thank you. And Charlotte says, I just finished downloading all the items in the bundle. Look forward to checking everything out as soon as I am a new vegan. Great. And well, welcome to the vegan team as well, Charlotte. Thank you. And Kay says the bundle is amazing. Thank you so much for this offering. We appreciate that you appreciate it. So any final thoughts, Tom and Tammy?
Well, we just want to say again,
don't delay.
Get the bundle before it goes away.
Link in bio, link in description, link in the chat.
You guys can crack me up.
And follow us on YouTube. So, I'm also Nutmeg Notebook on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. So give us a follow. And we have a blog, nutmegnotebook.com. We'd love to have you in our community as well. Thanks so much for this opportunity, Chef AJ. We appreciate all the hard work you went to.
And I appreciate your work. I think you've done more to get people to really understand the bundle in depth than anybody else in the history of bundles.
Well, thank you so much. Sure. We appreciate it. We'll see you later.
Becky says, do some bundle contributors offer extra things? Absolutely not, because that would be completely unfair. We try to make this as fair because there's over 150 contributors. They only get credit if somebody buys from their link. And if somebody offers something, I know other bundles do that, but it is completely unfair because if somebody offers something extra, everyone will buy from them. So no, we do not allow that. If you see any of our contributors do it, let us know. We all promote it exactly the same time starting and ending. So you got to pick who you're getting it from, but nope, the bundle already is extra special because it's worth over $8,000 for $49. So thanks, Tammy and Tom. Hope to see you in the hood one of these days. From the bundle. And thanks all of you for watching another episode of Chef AJ Live. Please come back in about 10 minutes for our 52nd and final bundle show. This is with Dr. Jim Loomis from PCRM and Karen Dugan. She's known as St. Louis Vegan Girl, and she's going to be making fish, in air quotes, tacos with lime crema, and he's going to answer some medical questions. See you in 10. Bye, everybody.